opportunity we have to be together tonight. And we know the reason we're here is to give worship and praise to our great God and King, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for these musicians who have gathered together to have readers. And we pray that you would be honored in our time tonight. We pray that we would see something of the beauty of the advent of our Lord Jesus. So we commit our time to you and thank you for the privilege. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Please be seated.
Cursed is the ground for your sake. officials that will bring forth for you, and you will eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you will eat bread till you return from the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. Thanks be to God.
Oh, Lord, hear our prayer. reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Thanks be to God.
Oh, A reading from the book of Micah, chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is a neighbor gives birth and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then in his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. Thanks be to God.
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the
power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary. May it be to me as you have said. And then the angel left her. Thanks be to God.
Everybody's kind of egging him on, you know, oh, this is going to be really good, this is going to be good. he begins to jump up and down and starts clapping because he's got one of these big cranes that rolls up, you know, and all that sort of thing. And as I look at that, it reminded me of the joy and expectancy he had waiting for this gift. Now, in a much greater way, that's the way Anna is waiting for Jesus. Now, who was this woman? Well, we're told that she was a prophetess. We don't know that that necessarily means that she was always a preacher. You know, there were some prophetesses in the Old Testament, and sometimes they foretold the future. Sometimes they simply foretold it. They spoke the truth. But at the very least, she was a godly woman. We're also told that she was 84 years old, that she had been married to her husband for 7 years, but since his death, she had remained daily in the temple, in fasting and sleepless, waiting for Messiah. Now, I would suggest that Luke is speaking in hyperbole here to some degree. I mean, after all, the woman had to sleep. And the woman had to have food. But you get the very clear impression this is a woman of great earnestness. And she has been in that temple probably at least 50 years. You see, the Jewish women then, now thankfully, fathers, it's not the same in our culture, they got married at 15. And if she got married at 15 and her husband died when she was 22, she spent over 60 years in the temple. Now, what is she waiting on? You see, Luke's gospel, chapters 1 and 2, are chock full of expectation. She is expecting, just as the angels were expecting, just as the shepherds were expecting, just as Mary and Joseph were expecting, just as Simeon was expecting, she was expecting the coming of Messiah. She longed for it. She knew the Old Testament prophecies. We've just been reading several of them. There's some 300 of them in the Old Testament, referring to specifically where Jesus would be born, when he would be born, from what tribe he would be born. And so she's waiting. And she's waiting, may I suggest, with an indomitable hunger. She wants the coming of Jesus more than John Henry wanted that crane. A lot more. And Simeon was the same way. And we're told that Mary and Joseph had presented baby Jesus in the temple. We know that the Jews would circumcise their sons on the eighth day. And now they're there for a day of purification. This was always on the 31st day. And so the baby is just a little over a month old. And now Mary and Joseph present him before Simeon. And Simeon gives praise to God. And probably Anna is watching this, and she now realizes, my prayers have been answered. I've been waiting for the promised Messiah. Here he is. And what is her response? She cannot stop speaking of him. She's going around giving thanks to God for bringing Messiah. Now, why is she so excited about this? Why should you be excited this time of year, yea, all year, but particularly now? Because she understood something. She understood that the world is in darkness. And the world needs a Savior. Jesus was born of a virgin. Jesus lived a perfect life. The Bible says that he was tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. The Bible says that he was betrayed. He was denied by his closest followers. He was mocked. He was stripped. He was beaten. He was scourged. He died. He experienced hell. But on the third day, God raised him from the dead. And his own disciples saw him ascend into heaven before their very eyes. heard. They were like Anna. They could not stop speaking because they knew that Messiah had come, that he'd come to die for their sins. Now I know it's difficult to focus this time of year because of all the hoopla. And it's fun and I enjoy it too. But let me urge you to understand, this is not a mere tradition. It's not something that we just kind of go along with because it's an American thing. Try to get past the glitz and look at the humble Savior in the manger and realize what an amazing salvation he's given. And I urge you to have that indomitable hunger in your own heart. If you're here and you know Jesus, be thankful for what he's done. He's opened your eyes, and so many, you know, just don't see it yet. But you do. If you're here and you're not yet a believer, a follower of Jesus, look to the Savior. What an amazing, glorious Savior he is. He can take away your sin, and he can walk with you every day of your life, and when you face death, he'll take you to the other side. Amen? What a great Savior.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Thanks be to God.
Ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life. And that light was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made from him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, or human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God.
The Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God.
Most remarkable remarkable things about the Christian faith is our music and the privilege of singing praises to you and our orchestra. We're thankful for this, for these people. We're thankful for the privilege to be here tonight. And we pray that we would leave here renewed and strengthened as we consider the glory of the advent of the Lord Jesus. Go with us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.